Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, everybody, welcome. This is Jorianne, the coffee psychic, your host of tonight's show. This is your psychic connection. And I normally like telling people about the strange and crazy things that have been happening lately. But it's not just strange and crazy things, it's just life as life is. So there have been things that I've been going through, and I know you guys have been going through things too. So, and that's what we're all about here. We're all about asking a psychic question, seeing what's going on. Sometimes I've got different topics that we go through. And tonight, it's all about you. So do you have any psychic stories? Do you have any psychic experiences? Or are you just looking at a question about love? Are you moving? How's my job? Any question, any topic. So we're going to go to our first caller. And remember, the call-in number is area code 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. All right, we're going to go to the callers right now.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, who is this?
This is Amla for you.
Amla. Yeah?
Yeah. How are you doing? Happy summer. Good.
Hey, thanks. You too. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Nothing. Actually, well, that's why I'm calling, right? I guess there is something that's going on. I met this beautiful person, and I'm wondering what you see for us as far as a relationship coming together. And he's so spiritually connected, and I just really enjoy his company. So
Oh, so great, so great.
Yeah.
So you know that the information I get is past, present, and future. Okay, it's about
okay.
you and other people directly right around you. Okay?
Yep, sure.
All right. So are you okay? We have a little time right now. Did I just pull some other information up on you also, honey? All righty. So I'm going to do the cards right now. And
okay.
Are you supposed to be traveling, Amla, anywhere?
No, not yet.
Okay, so if you want to take some notes, I see you traveling. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And I also get a sense of you, I want you to watch your feet and your ankles, your feet, your toes, your ankles. I don't know if you've had any issues there yet, knock on wood. But I want you to keep an eye open for anything around that part of your body.
Well, actually, it's funny because it's my mom. You're probably sensing really close to her. She, her, gosh, 2 months ago, she had her bone chipped in her ankle. Yeah.
Ouch. Well, that's what I was feeling. Yep.
Yes. Yes. You're on.
Wow.
I want to validate.
Okay, good. Because remember, it's past, present, and future. So this is your mom I'm picking up then, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, now what about the dental work? Because I'm also getting dental on you, Amla.
Okay, that could be me. I don't know. I have a dentist appointment in September, but they're pretty good right now. I mean, I go every 6 months.
Okay,
so.
Beautiful. You've got some wonderful
yeah.
toppers, yes?
Yeah.
All right, good. And Ben,
yeah.
I mean, so literally, I'm really just doing a reading for you here. So if you're okay with it, I'm going to do that.
Sure.
And you're okay with me saying anything on the air, correct? Because this is,
oh, yeah,
we're on the air, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, because you know me forever, Amla. You know me forever.
Yes, I know.
So were you supposed to get a female exam? Were you supposed to get your lady checkup?
That is too, oh my gosh, you're so good. Yes, I have in August.
All right, very good, very good. And then what happened to somebody's eye? Something happened to somebody's eye, eyesight.
Well, it's me then, because you know I'm visually impaired, right?
I forgot about that. I swear to God, I don't keep notes. So good.
It's okay,
I'm sorry.
You
I'm sorry
so
about
good.
That. Not good, but
you're good. You're good. Yeah, you got me. Yep. It's
okay,
me.
But I got to ask you. When I'm looking at the eye here, is there something specific with one of the eyes?
Yeah, my left eye has always been weaker, and I have a lot more glare issues with that. Like, when I see something, it's not equal anymore. I mean, it's part of the being legally visually impaired. I'm gradually losing my vision, and I had cataract in my 20s. So ever since my cataract surgery, I'm not seeing well at all, you know.
Okay, I'm well, very sorry about
yeah.
that. And
it's
I wonder
okay.
if they're still not going to come up with – I'm sorry, honey, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's, you said you were sorry about that. No, it's fine. I mean, you know, I have 27 years of coping with this. So, and I speak about it. That's why I became a writer.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, so let me see. And also, now, I didn't even ask you where you live right now because I normally ask people where you live. So I'm
okay.
picking up something around Texas or their part of the country that's supposed to be significant to you, Amla. So where do you live, first off?
I'm totally not near Texas at all. I'm in Connecticut, so I don't know.
So why would I
know.
Pick up Texas on you then?
I don't know, because we do have relatives coming. They're moving here from Houston, end of the month.
Well, there you go. How do you like that?
You are so great.
That is so great. Oh, my goodness. So, and also, I want to say happy birthday to somebody, honey. Now, I don't know if it's your birthday that just came and went or is coming, but
it's
who's
my mom.
Birthday or who's your
That's
mom?
My mother.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, please tell her I said happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Did
okay,
you pick
so
up
now this hunka. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Baby got?
Do you
your man,
anything?
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's do him. So are you brave enough to give me his first name?
It's Jay.
Jay, got it. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, he likes you very much. Did he tell you that already?
No, because he's so reserved. He's a Pisces, so he's very reserved. And I'm the Sag girl, so he keeps me on my toes, honestly. I have to really, I have to be very mindful with my Saginess because I'm, you know, it's a very masculine sign, and his sign is very, very feminine. So, I really am very tame and very slow and it's an interesting, totally different side of me that he's bringing out because that's his personality.
Oh, that's way beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's learning how to dance with his sign then, basically. It's learning how to dance with his different traits and stuff like that, and you're learning how to alter yourself a little bit to make that perfect combination kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you see us coming together?
I know he likes you. That's what I can tell you right now. I know he likes you, Amla.
Okay.
So let's see what the next 6 months brings here. So this is for Amla and Jay. I want you to tell me when to stop, honey.
He is a professor.
Oh, very nice. Well, tell me when to stop shuffling the cards.
Okay. Stop.
All right, I'm going to cut it into three piles. Please pick one, two, or three.
Three.
All right. Let's see if we have enough cards in here. Now, you were supposed to have somebody coming back from your past. Did that happen already? I mean, have you been chatting with somebody from the past already?
No.
Well, watch for somebody popping their head up. I don't know if it's going to be on social media or whatever.
Okay.
This looks like there may be some sort of relationship that develops here, and you might be working off some karma from the past. And have you found that you guys have had any differences of opinion yet, or are you guys still in that romantic stage?
Oh, Jay and I? Are you talking about Jay and I? We dive in, and we're deep thinkers of philosophy, and he's a philosophy professor. So it's like he's really intrigued by this blindness thing. It's fascinating talking to this guy. He's just, I don't even know. We did have something like, I met him 2 weeks ago in person, and it was, to answer your question, it was very odd. He was very standoffish, not like rude, but I could tell he was just like our distance. And he was never like that with me. So I just kind of let him be. And I know the Pisces in him, they're very moody.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the sad, the blunt person, but I didn't, you know, I don't say anything. It's just what he's going through. I just took it for what it was. And,
Beautiful.
So
I would give this some time to develop, honey. Do I think he likes you? Yes, I do. Where it's going to go, it looks like there could be a nice, lovely relationship that develops here. And like anything else, we want to, you know, you want to take your time. Some of us don't, because sometimes it's that passion is right there. People like literally jump into the frying pan out of the fire, or into the fire out of the frying pan.
Yeah.
However we say that phrase. And but sometimes things are meant to slowly progress.
Yeah.
So do I think this man has liked you? Positively, no doubt about it. And worth seeing where it goes.
Awesome. It is. I mean, it's going to be a year. It's wrapping it up. He's going to be a year. I've known him this fall. So, it's slow but nice. It is slow. And I really appreciate you were so right on with a lot of the things you told me. Thank you.
I see angels around you too, Amla. I swear to God, I see angels around you. I don't know if you feel them coming up around you, like, you know, around the neck area, but
I do. I actually get scared. Like, if I'm, like, walking in the room, like, it's dark, and I feel like somebody's there, and I look, and it startles me. I don't see well, but I sure feel it. I'm like, what was that? And then it's gone. I'm like, something was there. There was definitely,
I literally, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this, but there's a, you know how we get chain letters? Right? And I've never really liked those a lot because they're normally very guilt-provoking. And if you don't do this, someone's going to have a car accident, blah, blah, blah. So I don't participate in that stuff. But somebody told me about this chain letter that you can have the archangels come into your house.
Oh.
Because this is a real thing. And my nephew did it, and I'm telling you guys, I did this. And to have the archangels come into your house, they come into your house for a week. And then you do like a chain letter thing where you're sending three people, the archangels. The energy that was in my house, I have to tell you, was crazy, out of this world, phenomenal. It was spiritual. It was a higher energy. It was amazing, actually.
Wow.
And when
That's
I think
awesome.
Of you, Amla,
oh,
well, when I think about you, I think about it. It kind of felt like, to me, like the Archangel Gabriel.
Oh, communication. That totally makes sense, because I feel like when I'm writing, which my writing,
uh-huh.
by the way, is just flowing like crazy. It's awesome. I feel like my angels are pushing me. They're like, no, not this word. Like, I could totally feel them like, no. Or like, and I just listen. I'm like, all right, that's what you want me to do? I do it. So it's
oh, God,
fun.
Yes.
It's fun. Yeah. And Gabriel is the
wow.
communication. So that's
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Then that makes sense why he'd be with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And I call Archangel Michael a lot, and Raphael, because of my mom and her ankles. I've been calling on those two angels a lot when I do the energy work on my mom. She has arthritis.
Aww.
So it's just very, very powerful. I could feel the vibration through my fingers from the angels into, like, me serving as a conduit into my mom. It's very, it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Wow. Wow. That's really neat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick little story here, too, Amla.
Sure.
So I ended up doing, they said in this one class that we're supposed to write about one of our role models in the world, who we really looked up
okay.
to, and, of course, mine. My
sure.
first and foremost is Jesus Christ. And then yep. I'm all about peace within, you know, our races and stuff. And Martin Luther King, I really admired that man. So I was starting to write about him one day, and I've got to tell you, my whole room filled up. It's like the energy was amazing, and then all of a sudden it felt like he was right behind me, and I swear to God,
oh my gosh.
I knew it was him, and
That's
I kept
awesome.
Writing and writing and writing and writing, and then I had to go. I had to go into the kitchen. Something was calling me, so I had to get up and leave, and all of a sudden I felt him leaving me, and then I had to go back and finish doing my paper later on that night, and once again,
yeah.
I felt this amazing presence stand right behind me, and I was going like, oh, my God, I'm in the presence of Martin Luther King, Jr.
Wow. Isn't that
it
the best?
Amazing.
It is amazing, and you can't describe it. It's
no,
just
it's hard to describe. You're right. Yep.
It is. And, it's so, like, I never used to listen, and I think that's what really, I have this gift. But I just didn't listen. I didn't listen to the angel. I didn't listen to spirit. I actually fractured my ankle. Honest to God, story, almost 10 years ago, I fractured my ankle because I didn't listen to my angels. They told me not to get on the step stool. I did it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Front row.
Yes. And I had 9 pins and a plate in there. I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
oh, dear.
I can't believe I didn't listen to the... It's so funny how life, just that one split-second decision changed everything.
Yes,
yes.
And our spirit guides and angels can help us. They do help us. When I do the readings for people call me up and I ask permission, can I please tell you anything I'm seeing? And I really want to have your full permission. This is for all of you guys in the listening audience. Because I don't want to be limited or blocked by what I need to share with you, because that's why you're coming to me to get a reading.
Exactly.
So I ended up.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this has got to be the way it's got to be. And, I, you know, of course, I'm going to be delicate and stuff when I need to be, but otherwise I'd like to be a straight shooter. And my sister read to me a long time ago the death card reversed, and it means avoiding a serious mishap or even death. It's catastrophe, disorder, lack of change, immobility, stagnation, possibly avoiding a serious mishap or even death. Well, 2 weeks after I got that card, I was driving. It was a long time ago. I didn't have enough money. I had a shut off notice on my, I think it was my gas. I had to go into a bad neighborhood in Chicago to pay it, and I saw a sidewalk sale. And I was like, oh, I gotta stop. And then this very dark cloud of energy shot off at me, And I was like, ooh, there's bad energy there. So I continued on my way to go ahead and pay the bill. And on the way back, I forgot about the impression I'd had. And I said,
okay.
I'm going to go to that sidewalk sale. And I heard these very gentle, nurturing voices saying, no, don't go there. Something bad's going to happen.
Wow.
And I swear to God, I thought, am I thinking these thoughts? Because I'm like, you know, when you have the spirit speaking to you, it's soft. You know, you're going to question yourself. And I hope you learn to listen to your spirit guides, because for me, this is the one experience that had me learn that these are how my spirit guides communicate with me. I went and I said, am I thinking these thoughts? I mean, where is this coming from? So I said, I'm going. And then I heard again, no. Very firmly, no, don't go. This thing is going to happen. So I said, okay, fine. And I started driving home. Really, I went like 2 blocks. And I said, wait, I swear to God, it'll only be a minute. I mean, there's stuff I saw. I want to go there. So I started going around the block. I pulled my car over to the curb. And I looked back, because believe me, I know I looked back. I was in a hurry, so you got to be careful. I jumped out of my car, and a CTA bus was directly right on top of me. And the bus driver's eyes and my eyes met in that one moment, and he was terrified because he knew I was probably a dead woman at that point. I'd already been out of the car. When I saw that, I flew back in the car, and thank God he tore off my car door is what happened. But thank God it wasn't my body. I jumped out, and I jumped right back in when I saw the bus. And it was in a split second.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And
that
was right after I had the death card reversed. Yeah, death card reversed, that was it. So, you know, when I do these readings, and thank you for your validation, Amla, thank you so much. You know, when you go to see a psychic, you want the truth. You want people to tell
Absolutely.
You what's going on. Right, don't
yep.
you?
Yep. I'm totally right with you. Because I hate this circling business, and no, just tell me. Just please tell me. Like, I love that just an example. You said, I don't know in 6 months, but, you know, what's going to happen. But you're friends now, and he definitely likes you. Like, that is the truth. It's not like, oh, well, yeah, I do see. You know, I don't need to know.
Yeah,
like, if you don't see it, then you don't see it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Just like my sister told me, better be careful. Something's coming. And I tell people all the time, too, please be hypervigilant if you get that card. So you know what? I got to tell you, thank you for calling tonight, honey. I love you so much. And I'm going to get to a couple other callers now, but would you let me know what happens?
Totally will. And God bless you. And love talking to you. Take care.
Thank you, Amla. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi, bye. All right, you guys. Well, listen, a lot of other callers have joined us tonight, so we're going to go back to the one question, and please let me know. Tell me your name. Let me know where you live so we can see. I know we've had people calling in from Spain and Canada, and let me know. Here we go. Here's our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name and where do you live?
Certainly. My name is Wendy, Sacramento, California.
Hey, Wendy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think you have a wonderful show and you have a wonderful gift that you share. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And my question is, I just started a job last Wednesday, and we met our new supervisor today, and I was painting such a pretty picture in my mind of how everything was going to be all rosy. First thing she said was, "If I see you walk away from your computer and you don't lock it, he's going to flip it, which means turn it upside down."
Wow.
You know what? I've been in the business 15 years. I think that's unprofessional and a waste of everybody's time. Impacts the poor representative. So I'm gonna ask around and figure out how to fix it, because we're only human. Never want to do that, but you know, if it happens, you want to get back on the phone as quickly as possible. But anyway, I'm really, really wanting this job to be a success. I want to be in control of how long I last there. and I am 66. In your honest opinion, I'll be diligent, but do you see me lasting at this company at least 4 years?
When you started talking, I got such an impression that you might be leaving, and not by their choice, but rather by your own.
Oh, really?
You just might say, you know? Oh, you're going to have a good job. I've got goosebumps here, Wendy. I have no concern about you getting another job if you want, or even switching in the company or whatever that looks like. You're a very capable, successful, skilled person in the industry that you are in. There's no doubt about it. And the sad part is the boss you have is a little on the, how can I say it? I don't know if I want to say egotistical or there's something lacking for sure in her skills. You already said that. But it specifically would be clearly around her or the shenanigans that are going on over at their company.
Oh, Lord. And you know what?
Now, can you You can last. I mean, you can last there, but, you know, you're going to be looking at your, you know, you're going to be looking at your mental health. Are you feeling comfortable there? Stuff like that. And if you can get some of the things to shift there, then it won't be a problem. But to me, when I feel you and your energy in that environment, it almost feels like you might be going to something bigger and better where you're greatly, greatly even more appreciated than what you've been in the past, actually.
Yeah. It's a shame because it is a real great company, and it's really an opportunity. I'm direct hire, which is just a dream, especially for somebody who just turned 66. And I'm very thankful. But I was disappointed when she said that, quite frankly. When she came over to my desk yesterday and she was showing me something, and I'm very sensitive and I acted very pleasant and professional, but I sensed that she was so tired and that I don't think she's the patient person that I would do better with. But it'll be my decision, not theirs, right?
It feels like it'll be your decision, not theirs. But the other part about this, remember, I'm not 100%. I tell people that all the time. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty darn close. If there's a way in which you can, like, chum up to her or something like that, that might be something where you can go, like, you know, is there anything that you need to show me, or is there anything that you'd like me to do outside of this, you know, or what else can I do about this situation? If you go to her and say, look, I really appreciate who you are as a person, and I'm really a team player here, which you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's probably hit you in the wrong place, but I got to tell you, she's like that all the time.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's learning to be with a dog that bites, actually.
Yeah. It's what?
It's learning to be with a dog that bites or learning to be with a dog that nips. And you're going like, oh, my God, here comes that dog again.
Yeah, okay, that I understand. And I applied at United Healthcare, about a month ago now. And then they sent me a test. They said, you may be a candidate. They sent me online testing. No results yet, but I know I did well. When I check online, it just says testing. So that would be a good job.
If you go ahead, I would say, Wendy, if you go ahead and keep looking at other locations, that is really nice because I see you sitting in an office and you're very happy and you feel like you're in a higher position and you are just, like, in love with this job. And it just doesn't feel like this is it. But, of course, I'd hang on to this, of course, until something else comes.
Right. Well, this other job, I applied for call center, which is like a cubicle, you know, and headset. And one or two monitors.
I see you in an office.
Okay.
It feels like you're going to be in a different office. But would you let me know what happens?
I would love to, and I certainly appreciate you and thank you.
Thanks, Wendy, and good luck. Remember the techniques of The Secret. The Secret is where you visualize this amazing environment, like you're happy at a job. Everybody loves everyone. Is workable, it's a great job, people are friendly. Keep visualizing that and drawing that into your reality, okay?
You know what? I'm going to take your advice. That sounds wonderful. And
okay.
You know what? I kept a straight face. I can be an actress.
Good.
But I read people's energy. And you know, in a corporation like that, you can't go to the manager and say, this is what my new supervisor said, because he'll back them up 1,000%.
No kidding. Here's the thing. We know that we're there to do a job, and sometimes we're going to meet cranky people. I know that there are books out there, mm-hmm. Learning How to Deal with Difficult People. There's a book out there. I've seen it in the past. Grab that book. See if that'll be if that'll help you at all. And then again, visualize the happier environment that you're looking for. And I want to say thank you here. Please give us a call back. But when we go ahead and visualize the environment that we want, we truly are drawing it into our reality, you guys, and that's really what you want to remember. So, Wendy, thanks. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to go on to the next caller. We're going to try to get as many people in tonight as we can. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Hey, Nicole. I'm in Indiana, too.
Are you? What part?
I'm really Crown Point. It's Crown Point mailing address, but kind of Hobart. So what part of Indiana are you in?
I live in Chandler. It's right near Evansville.
Evansville. Okay, I wonder where that's at. Is that by Indianapolis?
No, it's southern part of Indiana. It's like on the border of Kentucky and Indiana.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I am northern Indiana, but remember, I do psychic house parties also. Yes, ma'am. So, and let me give I'm going to shout out my number here. If you guys want to call me for a more in-depth reading, the number to call me at is 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292. That's going to be a more in-depth reading. And then also I do psychic house parties. I do private seances. I'll literally come to your house and do a seance. So these are things to keep in mind. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, so what questions do you have, honey?
Yes, I'm interested in somebody. His name is Michael, and I was wondering, what do you see?
All right, so let's see. This is Nicole and Michael. Honey, is he just a real sweet guy? He feels like a real nice man.
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, I was going to tell you something real quick. We are separated. We're married, but we're separated. And I was wondering.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I like him so much. Well, it's too bad you're separated.
Yeah.
All right, so here, let me do this. Oh, I like this guy a lot. Did you guys have a son already?
Did we have what? I'm sorry.
A little boy? Do you have a little boy?
No, we didn't. We don't have no kids.
Were you hoping on having a child? Because I don't know why I'm feeling the presence
of
a little boy.
Yes, and before things went bad, I was hoping.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, tell me when to stop shuffling the cards, honey.
Okay. Stop.
All right. I'm going to cut this into three piles with my left hand. Pick one, two, or three.
I'm going to go with three.
Yep, that's what I heard, too. Did you hurt your back a little bit, honey, or did your husband hurt his back? I get somebody with some aching on the back area.
He has scoliosis.
Oh, poor kid. Poor kid.
Yeah.
Does he like his shoes or his boots a lot?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, good, good. And then did you guys already have a problem with one of your cars?
I had a problem with my car back in 2010. I got in a car accident.
Okay, I think it's going to be a little different than that. I'm glad you're okay, by the way. There was a dead man watching over you when you had that car accident, by the way. I don't know if it was a grandfather or a father.
My stepfather, my mom's ex-boyfriend, died of a car accident back, I think it was 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see, when I saw you having that accident, I saw a dead man right there with you watching over you, honey, protect you.
I felt that, too, when I had the accident. because I didn't.
Yeah.
The only thing I did, I bumped my knee on the steering wheel. I didn't really get hurt badly.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes, because I thought like someone was there around me.
Let me tell you about these cards for your marriage. And then I'm gonna have to move on to our next caller.
Okay.
But your husband's a wonderful man, and I know you guys are pulled in two right now, but it feels like you guys one of you guys is real stubborn, and it feels like you guys don't really communicate. It feels like you guys clam up, so you don't have the opportunity to really share what's going on. Is he the one that gets quieter?
Right now, we live in two different states. He's in Florida. I'm in Indiana. And right now, he's getting treatment for a past drug addiction. So he's been in there for 6 months. Yeah.
I think that program is going to transform him, honey. And, again, you have to remember the environment that you guys are in together is really what helps somebody get healthy. And if you guys are going to try to make this work, he's got to go through his program. It would probably be very helpful for you guys, for you even, to go through any kind of counseling or couples counseling to make sure.
Oh, I'm already I went to counseling today, actually. I go to counseling, my own individual counseling, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect. So this way, you guys are going to be able to go in there and learn how to be a better communicator. So this way, if he is upset about something, he doesn't have to go use anything. He can just say, damn it, I'm upset, and then work with either a sponsor or a therapist to help him figure out his emotions and stuff.
I love the program he's in Florida. It's called DACO. They have group therapy. They have individual counseling. He's an inpatient drug rehab, and they really work with him with his codependency, with his past childhood issues, with his addictions. They really work one-on-one with him and group therapy. They make him journal and all bunch of stuff. And it's a six-month program. He gets out next month.
Me, personally, I've got goosebumps. When I think about your husband and
me
that
too.
Program, I've got goosebumps. And he feels wonderful, and you guys have to learn how to play together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just honor each other. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Wow. You know, when we think about things like what Nicole's gone through, I just ask you all to send special prayers to Nicole and Michael's marriage and Michael and Nicole. And, you know, we all need prayers. So if you guys can just send some white light over to these guys, we ask God to help heal them and also for the highest good of all concerned. All right, amen to that. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi there. This is Jane.
Hi,
who
are you? And do you say it's Jane?
That's right. How are you?
Hi, Jane. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering what you can see coming up for me as far as career and relationship.
All right, very good. Let's see. All right. I just want you to remember, Jane, I get information that is past, present, and future. I, as a psychic, I don't know where it belongs, so I hope it'll make sense. I just sometimes get little fragments, but was there somebody by the name of Pete or Peter or a Paul? Anyone with a P name around you in the past? Or
Peter or Paul? Maybe Paul.
Okay, good. You said you're looking for a job question. I've got to tell you, it feels like at this time you're in a transitionary period. It feels like you're kind of like floating and trying to reassess things. Where do you really want to go? You know, what's new on the horizon for you, that sort of thing. Does that make sense for you?
It does, yes.
Good. So I'm going to use a term here or a descriptive word here. It almost feels like you're in quicksand, but you're not going down. You just don't have a good footing right now. okay?
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and why do I see New York around you? I mean, it's a real clear picture, New York.
New York. My father used to live there.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. And am I supposed to be saying happy birthday to you, Jane, or whose celebrations has it been recently?
Mine was in June, June 18th.
Beautiful. Happy birthday. Yeah, it just came. Just came. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You know, here's the other thing I want to say. I don't know if you're looking at this, but you feel to me like you're kind of creative, like you've got these latent talents and abilities that, you know, perhaps you haven't completely explored or pulled out of the, you know, your backpack, you know, things that maybe you've put on the back burner thinking, you know, I can't do that now or I don't have time or whatever, but it sure seems like you're very talented, and I really don't know that you're using these talents. Like you're missing out on all of this fun experience about these things that you love to do, and like you're not doing them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I feel I'm being held back, all because of my job. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think that's gonna be shifting on you. However, it kind of feels like you kind of need to stay there even though you don't want to stay there. And at least that's what I'm picking up here. And it feels like you'll be making some changes, but it's like three quarters of a year yet to have to pass before you'll make the changes that you really, really want. And you're going to be going through some personal growth and transformation. So you're going to have some time where you're going to be reassessing things, like reassessing your behaviors. You know, well, I wanted this, and all of a sudden I don't care about this anymore. You know, you're going to go through some internal growth, personal growth. And that's shifting you, and that's bringing you to a higher level. And it almost feels like you're supposed to be doing some sort of meditations, things like that, that's going to shift you. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Beautiful, yes. Beautiful. Are you and some other Mary, by the way, Jane?
I'm sorry? What was that again?
Are you in some other Mary, our Holy Mother?
Am I in some... I didn't quite get the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mother Mary, Jesus Christ's mom.
Okay.
Do you pray to her?
No. I know.
Okay, so I have a request for you. I have a request for you. That you pray to Mother Mary, and I don't hear this. How can I say it? Sometimes I'll see certain saints and angels around people. With you, I'm getting a complete presence of Mother Mary. And it's like, of course, when we pray to our saints and angels, it's like we're picking up a telephone and we're going like, you know, 911, hello, is Mother Mary there? Hey, I need your help, that sort of thing. So I really want to encourage you to call on Mother Mary. You can even get a rosary and just in a meditation, because you will be meditating. In this meditation, call on Mother Mary. It feels like she's going to be guiding you in a certain way.
Oh, good.
And people give me a lot of feedback when I've told them about certain saints and stuff, and I really think she's your lady.
Oh, really? Oh, thanks for letting me know.
I know. I don't even know that you're Catholic.
Well, I'm not really. Like, I grew up, I went to Catholic school in elementary school. But,
you did.
You know, and then my mom's not Catholic, so it's, you know, still Christian, but, I'm going to.
It cracks me up when people use the term Christian. And they don't realize that Catholics are Christians, right? Because being Christian is believing in Jesus Christ. So it's kind of funny to me. Yeah.
Well,
please pray to Mother Mary. Ask her for help because your life is going to be going through a transformation process, and it's all about personal growth for you. And I think I see within a three-quarter year, like a nine-month period, that things are going to be shifting for you somehow. I don't know what all that means. Sometimes we have upsets and we learn from them. You know, we get these epiphanies. I think you're going to be going through epiphanies. I'm not sure if you're joining a group for personal growth and development. if you have a chance to check out Landmark Education Worldwide, you can check that out. That's a great personal growth and development company. Brings people to new levels in their world. But, yeah, there's going to be big changes for you. And if you want to call me back and give me some feedback, please do. Okay?
Well, I will. Well, thank you so much for your insight.
Jane, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I am really excited for Jane. A lot of changes will be coming, and yeah, I can't wait to hear back from Jane. You know, I love you guys give me feedback calls too, like Amelia, Amla. A lot of the people will call into the show and then give me a call back later. So please feel comfortable with doing that, okay? All right, so let's see who's next online. Hello, caller. Hi. Okay, so sometimes people are on the call listening. Some people call to the radio station and listen. So let's see who our next caller is here. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dorianne. This is Pat from Illinois.
Hey, Pat. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. My question is, I had a job for a year and 2 months with kids. Never missed a day. And she was moving, and at the end it got uncomfortable, and unbeknownst to me, things fell through on her end. I kind of felt like I got dumped on. So I'm interviewing again, and I'm just afraid of using her as a reference.
Don't. I'll tell you why. It feels like there's a stab in the back somewhere, and there was a breach of trust.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not quite sure what happened, but it's a stab in the back because I can feel the knife in your back. And in some way, shape, or form, there's a breach of trust. Me personally, Pat, when I feel the energy or the presence of the situation, it feels like she was asking you to do way more than what you were being paid for, and I don't know if that fits right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the expectations that she had and were imposing on you wasn't what you got hired for. So she was out of line, and then she turned on you. That's how it occurs
because,
to me. Do you understand me?
Right, because things fell through for her at the very end, and I didn't know it. And she kind of took it out on me. And then I offered to help. Yeah. I offered to even help after that. And it was just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So
well,
you don't think
she was wounded?
Right.
She was wounded, but still, it doesn't excuse bad behavior. We all get wounded, we all get hurt. And we don't know many times how to behave properly. I mean, we do. I mean, we learn it early, but sometimes we kind of forget and we become jerks, you know? So
well, it's probably not
I think
a good
one
idea
thought
to
is
answer.
To, I don't, yeah, first, let's play it smart, right? Let's play it smart. Don't throw yourself in a frying pan or don't throw yourself under the bus, number one, okay?
Okay.
Don't use her as a reference because if she's Miss Krabby Pants, you know darn well that she can, not only has she lashed out previously, she could also make things uncomfortable for you now.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do it.
Well, that's unfortunate, but, okay.
Well, find other people, yeah. Because
right.
Really, if she's still upset, what kind of good reference would she possibly give you? Honestly, just think that through.
Well, just an honest one, you know. I mean,
but you got to remember.
Would, you know,
now, listen to me, Pat. She sees it. She sees it through a different lens right now. She sees it through a different. You know, when people have rose-colored glasses on, they're looking through shaded glasses. They're not seeing clearly. So, if she had an emotional upset with you, what's the likelihood that she's not going to color her review with the emotional experience she had with you?
Well, that's unfortunate because I mean I never missed a day. I never said no. I was there when the ex-husband wasn't there. I was Johnny on the spot, and I helped get her house ready to sell. I did a lot, you know, and
let
I was
ask
respectful.
You this. Were you able to go to her? Were you able to go to her and have a full communication and get it all worked out?
I had kind of let her dump on me, and then I texted her, and I just responded that I didn't think it was appropriate for her to have done that. And she just didn't care.
So I don't think it's, and perhaps it's not that she didn't care, but she might have not known what to do, not to say, what to say, or maybe she was just like, hey, it is what it is. But even based on the fact that you guys didn't work it out in a great conversation where you both left both satisfied and complete, I don't think I'd use her as a reference, ma'am. Protect yourself, Pat.
Okay.
You are wonderful.
I will.
You do great work, and there's other people that you can call to for references.
Okay. Thanks, Joanne.
Right.
I
hang
appreciate
in there,
it.
Honey, and listen to me. Listen, hang on a second. You need to light a green candle. Light a green candle 2 weeks before the full moon, and then you light a red candle with that. Now, red is passion, green is money, okay? Now, you should also take a red tapered candle. These are two separate prayers I'm giving you. It's called candle magic. Take a red tapered candle. You know the normal way you set it on the dining room table for a beautiful dinner.
Right.
You're going to turn it upside down. You're going to burn it upside down, which means you've got to melt liquid wax into your candle holder, and you've got to take a little bit of wax off the bottom to make sure you've got a new wick there. And when you do that, you take olive oil and wipe it from the center outward, both to both ends, and then you're going to pray to God that God removes any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of finding another amazing job.
Okay. This
the candle
is just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're disappointed, but I think this can work out in a positive way. So just remember...
It is. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I've talked to you before, and I you know, my mission is to get to Reiki, and I absolutely am going to call your daughter once I get there. I just need... I need that money. So I'm I'm trying to work this out. So, yeah, that was kind of disappointing to me that
it
ended up like that.
Well, remember, everything happens for a reason, okay?
Right.
And then the red paper candle upside down, I've done this candle magic before. It works. So take it, and you can do that any time of the month. And then the other two candles have to be done 2 weeks before the full moon. Within the 2 week period.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Yes. Good luck. Hang in there.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I will. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. Man, how many times do we sit here? We have a real conundrum when we have a situation with an employee. It's not even or an employer. It's not just an employer. I mean, this, you know, family, friends. We're sitting here and we're going like, oh, no, you know, we have conflict. How do we do the conflict resolution? I mean, who's born with that? You've got to learn it. You know, there are good books out there, but when you do it in the spiritual field, it's really important also because we're able to really sit there and pull on spiritual sources to help you in this physical world. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Okay, let's see who we have here. Hello, caller. Hi. Can you hear me? All right. I don't know if there's problems with that call or if there, again, you guys, hey, you know, yes, you can call in and listen to the show this way. No problem. Okay, let's see what we have online here. Hello.
Hello.
Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Julie calling from Mooney, Illinois.
Hey, Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
You know, I was just kind of wondering what you see coming up in the future for me.
Well, when you're saying that right now, have you had some really amazing, magical things happening lately?
I've had a lot of magical things happening, whether good or bad.
Well, honestly, when I feel your presence, Julie, it feels like you're supposed to be having some really great things coming into your world. Like really, you're supposed to be. I don't know if it's happening right now. And again, you have to remember, I see past, present, and future. So I don't always see a timeline. I mean, this could be 3 years from now, for all I know. It feels like you have really, and when I say magical, I mean, we're talking about, it's like, that's uncanny. How did that happen? I can't believe that. That's not what it was a minute ago. Almost like winning the lottery. And God, I pray to God that, yes, you do come into some serious money. But I also see a lot of nature around you, like outdoors, nature, flowers, plants. I get like these nature spirits, these diva spirits, just like playing with you and dancing around you. Do you like the outdoors? Or?
I do. I really do. I like being outdoors. I like planting. But it seems like here lately I haven't been able to do much of that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's your scheduling, actually. It feels like you're pretty tied up with other things outside of nature at this point.
Yes, right at the moment I am.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be having some sort of either a fire or a picnic or what does that look like? Have you had any like little fire pits? Have you had, what are those things that people get together and have this really big event and they're burning a little fire?
I don't know. We've got a new burn fire pit in our backyard. So,
oh, thank you.
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think, yeah. Good. I see you burning stuff. I know you're going to be burning stuff, and you might have people over, and it just might be a nice evening where you're sitting there. And yeah.
Okay.
And it feels pretty good. Have you had a difference with a man going on? I mean, there are some differences that you've been experiencing in a relationship, right?
Yeah, my relationship with my husband is in question in some cases. I'm not really for sure. He's around more now because obviously he's retired. So, but I feel I'm not treated like I really should be. I'm married, but I'm not.
That's going to somehow correct itself. Just Sharon. Somehow something's going to happen, and that relationship is going to alter. And sometimes it comes into play where absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm just saying that to you. Sometimes people realize, it's like, oh, I almost lost that. What the heck am I thinking? You know, that sort of thing. So sometimes it's really getting down and dirty and having those real, you know, throwing all the cards on the table and saying, look, I love you, and you're making me crazy. Or I feel crazy when this blah, 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 this happens, so what can we do about it? You know, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay.
Okay? Things will shift. And they will shift, believe me. And the other thing I want to say is your husband should be checking his health right now. That's what I think.
His health?
He should get a health checkup, yeah.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, give
Do
me
you see something
back.
With his heart or something? Happened. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just get the spirit saying he should check his health.
Okay. Can I ask one question?
Okay. Well, you know
Do
what?
You
the,
see
the
something?
The show is going to close, and just the close is going to show. The show is closing actually right now. But again, let me give you my number. I do these readings all the time. I can only give you so much on the show. If you guys want to get in touch with me and have a more in-depth reading, call me at 219-940-9292. Please check me out at coffeepsychic.com. And Julie, if you need a deeper reading, give me a call, okay?
All right, that's fine. I had several of them when you were in Tinley Park. I haven't been over to your new place, so
you can call me by phone. I do it by phone too.
That's fine.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, Jurianne, and thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right,
bye bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, guys, I seriously can't believe it. An hour has come and gone already, and I appreciate all of you guys calling in. I love you all. I appreciate you all. And, again, Jurianne, the Coffee Psychic, this is your psychic connection, and please make sure you join us next week here at Blog Talk Radio. All right, good night, everybody.